The Tower, a great place to meet and eat. But did you know the Tower has one of the finest drink selections in our area? On Mondays and Tuesdays, stop by and pick up a single topping pizza and get Tower margaritas to go. Enjoy the Tower at home or in our dining room, bar area, or the Tower's signature climate-controlled porch. The Tower Pizza and Mexican in Quincy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Muddy. I'm Ashley Conrad. Joining me today, my friend Sally Westerhoff. How's it going, Sally?
Good.
How are you? Fantastic. Thank you. So whiskey, wine, and whiskers. All right. Now, I'm a cat lover and, of course, an enthusiast of wine and whiskey. So this is right up my alley.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Yeah. So it's an event that is aimed at raising funds for what?
We do trap, neuter, return for feral and free-roaming community cats.
Uh-huh. And so it's the Cat Coalition, is that right?
Yes, the Quincy Area Community Cat Coalition.
Okay, I'm glad you said that because I totally would have stumbled
over mouthful.
That one. It is, yeah. So this event, Whiskey and Wine, is what it sounds like?
It is.
Okay.
We have some exciting news for our event this year. We have... a representative from Beam Suntory is going to be there this year to pour some Maker's Mark products.
Excellent.
And will be available to ask, you know, answer questions or talk about their products. We're also going to have another rep there who's going to be pouring some High West and Nelson Brothers products, as well as a Robert Mondavi Private Select Whiskey Barrel Cabernet Sauvignon.
Look at you go. All off the top of her head, folks. I'm like, holy smokes, you're doing great. So fancy?
No, it's very casual.
Okay.
It's at the Holiday Inn on March 9th at 5:30. We'll have plenty of good food. It's $50. We do have some tickets still available. You can contact us if you want them or get them through Ticket Leap.
Okay.
On time. Online. This is our only source of funding.
I was going to ask.
And
yeah.
All of our, everything we do is at no cost to caregivers. The city, county saves them a lot of money. And in the 3 years we've been working, this year we'll surpass 1,100 cats in Adams County that we've spayed or neutered and vaccinated at no cost.
And I've seen you in action, right? And of course you're amazing with the animals, but it is so necessary, especially, I mean, some areas I think see an increase in cats, feral, and even some that unfortunately have been just kind of let go, right?
Right.
But some... Yeah, some are kind of overrun, and this catch, spay and release, or catch, neuter and release is really the only way.
It is the only way to control the population.
And it's not free. I mean, everything comes with a cost.
Correct.
Not just you running around catching these cats, but, you know, everything has a cost. So I love that you're doing something fun to raise funds for this cause. So, again, what day is it?
It's Saturday, March 9th
okay.
at the Quincy Holiday Inn, 5:30.
Okay.
And we've got a lot of great baskets that we'll be doing a basket raffle and some really good stuff we're going to be auctioning, including a Pappy Van Winkle 15-year and several other really nice, the Thomas Handy, Sazerac Rye. So we're going to have some good stuff.
Yeah. And even if you don't know what those are, you can go check it out. And I'm sure the people who are there can help answer questions, like you said. Mm-hmm. And there's some tastings too, right?
Oh, yeah. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be pouring all these products that you can taste. And we're even going to have, I think, an opportunity if people want to purchase some that night at a slightly discounted rate. If they find something they like, they can place an order.
Awesome. And all in the name of helping control the cat population. So
that's
can't
right.
beat that, right?
Can't beat it.
Whiskey, wine, and whiskers.
Correct.
So one more time, is there a Facebook page they can go to, or are they just get a hold of you for tickets?
Yes, we have a Quincy Area Community Cat Coalition Facebook page. I always share everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and we have a website, qacc.org.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
There you go. Reach out. Get your tickets. The Whiskey, Wine, and Whiskers event to help raise funds for controlling cat populations. So,
yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thanks
and
for having me.
Hope to see you. Of course, always great to see you. even when here, seeing her here, or wrangling in these cats, which it's pretty great to see. Thank you,
thanks.
Sally.
Thank you.
Coming up, I sit down with Vanessa Hall, and I try a mocktail. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Abbey, a Quincy tradition. With six big screens, a new larger kitchen, and now more seating capacity, the Abbey is the place to be before, during, and after the big game. Come enjoy fan favorite Abbeytizers, steaks, burgers, and a variety of daily food and drink specials. Can't join us? Carryout is available too. Now with a convenient drive-up window to better serve you. 1736 Spring in Quincy. Opens at 3 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday. Come join all your friends at the Abbey, a Quincy tradition.
The Liquor Booth is your home for a huge selection of beer, wine, and spirits. The Liquor Booth has two locations in Quincy, 3520 Broadway and 1500 North 12th Street. The Liquor Booth, where it's always happy hour.
Kelly's has been a fun place to eat and drink in Quincy since 1982. A fun and friendly atmosphere, food with flavor, homemade cinnamon rolls, and famous cheese soup, the best menu in town. Kelly's, 2902 Broadway, Quincy.
Instant Replay is your local sports bar. With 18 big screen TVs, we have all the sports packages from college games to pro games. We offer daily drink specials, and come check out the Bullpen, our newly renovated beer garden. Instant Replay, 2739 Chestnut in Quincy.
On an upcoming Muddy River Gem, a historic building in Quincy becomes a children's museum. Join us.
Well, it's fluid dependent on fundraising and construction progress, obviously. We've done a tremendous amount of work in the space over the past couple of years.
Did you get a new roof put on?
We did, yeah. So when we acquired the space, there was quite a lot of structural damage, specifically in the roof, which obviously becomes an issue for the rest of the building as well.
You're sort of in a new space, mm-hmm. waiting to move into a newer space, mm-hmm. right? But here we are in Washington Square, and you've been in here since the beginning of the year, is that right?
Yes.
How's it going?
It's going really well. In our first month, we welcomed about 2,100 visitors. So back here is our STEM lab. It is an area where science, technology, engineering, all of those kind of principles are in the flesh. You can see one of our visitors here is checking out the spin chair, which is always fun.
That's coming up on the next Muddy River Gem, brought to you by Dot Food.
And welcome back. Joining me now, Vanessa Hall. How are you, Vanessa?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Even better now that I have this beautiful drink in front of me. So we'll get to what this is in just a minute. But one thing that people may not realize is that it's a mocktail. And mocktail meaning that there is no alcohol content, correct?
Correct.
All right. So you have a really cool course coming up at John Wood Community College that kind of delves into the magic behind a mocktail, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So is this course is offered through CBO, is that
community? Yeah, community-based outreach.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it is aimed at anyone who enjoys lively drinks, but not necessarily the alcohol. Right?
Yeah, and anybody. And
anybody.
They're designed, too, that you can easily add alcohol to them if you want to.
Okay.
But you certainly don't have to.
Sure.
It's all about balancing the flavors.
Excellent. Yeah, so if you're in your sober era or, you know, you just want to cut back or you just like fancy drinks or even if you want to add the booze and make, you know, make it a full-fledged, fully leaded drink, right?
Yep.
You're going to teach people how to make these beautiful creations such as this one here.
Yes.
Okay. And you are the instructor, right?
Yes.
Yes. Cool. Mm-hmm. So can you give us, like, what is this here that's in front of me?
That is a goldenberry ginger spritzer.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, the old days it was simple syrup and, you know, Sprite and, you know, alcohol and everything's changing. The whole landscape is changing.
Yeah.
And chefs are coming into the bartending situation. So this was made with fresh goldenberries, fresh ginger, tamarind paste, boiled down with some honey, and then pureed, strained, and then made with a Meyer lemon spritzer.
Super fancy. Yeah. Okay.
There's also a little bit of heat in there with a little bit of habanero.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it kind of helps balance it out. You know, you're used to that bite from the alcohol, so it kind of helps give it that
faux alcoholness by putting that bite in there for you.
I was going to say, it does have a hint of, I mean, it really does taste like something you would get at a fancy restaurant.
Yeah.
I love it.
Thank you.
I love the creativity that comes with it because, I mean, let's be honest, normally I'm either a you know, Pepsi or a vodka and Pepsi kind of girl because I'm like, it's easy. But this is not only beautiful, but it's delicious.
Thank you.
So these are the type of drinks that people will learn how to make?
Yes.
Okay. When does this course start?
Oh, my goodness. It's the 13th of March.
Okay.
It's a one-day course, and it's 3 hours. So
one day.
From 5 to 8. If it's super popular, we'll do it again next semester in the fall.
So one day. Yeah, you should go to learn. 3 hours. Yeah, 3 hours. Who can't swing that? That's awesome.
Yeah.
So March 13th. If you don't have anything going on, or even if you do, reschedule it because this course is sure to be awesome. Where do they go to get registered?
There's a link online, but John Wood, community-based outreach. It's super simple. I think we're going to put the link up on the screen.
Do you have is there a price associated with it? Do you know what that is?
I'm not sure what they're charging for it.
That's all right. We're going to shoot a link up there. You're just a teacher.
Yeah. I tell them what my budget is and they say, okay, well, this is how much we have to charge them. So
there you go.
I don't believe it's excessively expensive though.
I mean, it's 3 hours for one day.
Around $60, $70.
And totally worth it because like you mentioned, even if whether you like, the alcohol content or not, this is something that you can not only enjoy at parties, but make and impress your guests.
Definitely.
Right?
Yeah.
This is delicious.
You know, personally, I don't drink a lot. I used to drink a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't anymore for personal reasons. And I mean, I will every once in a while, probably twice a year.
Sure.
I just don't like the way it makes me feel, you know? So being able to have something like this is just awesome. And unfortunately, there's just not a lot of it around there.
Right.
You know, you have like the non-alcoholic beers, but I've never liked beer.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just, this puts this amazing elevated touch, this culinary, experience into a drink.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of fun.
It is fun. Yeah. And you mentioned a lot of chefs are getting more and more involved in, the spirits and the bartending aspect of the hospitality and the culinary arts, which is really cool because, chefs, they just seem to know.
Flavors.
Yeah, flavors. And
years and years of knowing and understanding what goes with what.
Yeah.
Yeah, how to balance all of that.
And speaking of chefs, so you mentioned that I didn't know, but you have your own culinary, business, right? So you're not just teaching these things, you're actually involved in this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been teaching this for about 3 years, but I also have my own business. I do private in-home chef. I also do private in-home classes.
Okay.
Last week I did one for someone that just turned out to have celiac and kind of helping her figure that out.
Interesting.
I've done culinary mixology where we've actually put alcohol into those drinks, which is a lot of fun. I do weekly deliveries. I do catering. I do charcuterie, kind of jack of all trades. But that's going to kind of be scaled back come the fall because super, super exciting announcement. John Wood is restarting the culinary degree program.
Woohoo!
We're going to have, it's culinary and hospitality. Mm-hmm. You can do, I believe, one or the other or both. We're going to have a diploma program that is only 1 year long. So it used to be a year and a half. We're cutting that down to 1 year.
Okay.
And we're going to have the associate's degree programs that are going to be 2 years long.
Excellent.
The really exciting thing is we've completely revamped the program.
Yeah.
Completely. I have rewritten it to at least the culinary side of it. I did not do the hospitality side. But the culinary program, I have rewritten it to what I did when I went to culinary school. And I went to an international culinary school out in Denver.
Cool.
So it is a completely different experience. And we're hoping to offer Quincy these really well-rounded chefs coming out of school because there's nothing in this area.
Right.
There really isn't. And we're so starved in this area for not only people that know how to do it, but want to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and really are engaged in it. And just, it's so exciting. Yeah. We could completely change the landscape.
Very cool.
We're kind of trying to do farm to table and, try to really bring the community into it as well.
That's awesome. So, yeah. I love it. And we are kind of on an island when it comes to options such as that. So this is going to be really cool. Hopefully we're going to, spit out some amazing chefs and artistes of the culinary world, right?
Definitely.
And
very
hospitality,
exciting.
Of course. That is so cool.
Yeah, hospitality is not to be understated.
If people want to register for that, is that registration open? open yet or not yet?
I don't believe it's open yet, but it is very soon to come.
Gotcha.
Very soon. And if you want to watch the John Wood website, you can also watch my Facebook. As soon as that comes up, I'm going to put it on my Facebook page as well.
Okay.
And it's just my business, Simply Unjunked.
Simply Unjunked. I was going to say, plug your business, because that sounds great. I mean, I love all the, I love when someone offers options that, you know, aren't widely available. So
yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. And the mocktail course. I mean, this is just going to be, it's just, the drink is delicious, but I'm sure the course is going to be fun and you learn new skills and those skills you can take with you home, parties. Yeah. You'll be the talk of the party.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. So March 13th, mocktail course at John Wood Community College. Reach out and get registered today. You do not want to miss it. This drink is amazing. Thank you, Vanessa. And good luck with everything you do. This
Thank
is going to be so awesome.
Yeah. We're
All excited. Right. Excellent. I think that does it for today's Daily Muddy. We'll catch you back here tomorrow for Club Muddy.
Muddy River News. Our home, our news.